Into the Midwest came seashells from the Gulf of Mexico, silver from Ontario, fossil shark's teeth from Chesapeake Bay, and obsidian from Yellowstone. In return, the Hopewell exported ideas, the bow and arrow, monumental earthworks, fired pottery. Adena pots were not put into kilns, and probably most important, the Hopewell religion. The Hopewell apparently sought spiritual ecstasy by putting themselves into trances, perhaps aided by tobacco. In this enraptured state, the soul journeys to other worlds. As is usually the case, people with special abilities emerge to assist travelers through the portal to the numinous. Over time, these shamans became gatekeepers, controlling access to the supernatural realm. They passed on their control and privileges to their children, creating a hereditary priesthood, counselors to kings, if not kings themselves. They acquired healing lore, mastered and invented ceremonies, learned the numerous divinities in the Hopewell Pantheon. We know little of these gods today because few of their images have endured to the present. Presumably, shamans recounted their stories to attentive crowds. Almost certainly, they explained when and where the gods wanted to build mounds. In the context of the village, the mound, visible everywhere, was as much a beacon as a medieval cathedral. As with Gothic churches, which had plazas for the outdoor performance of sacred mystery plays, the mounds had greens before them, ritual spaces for public use. Details of the performances are lost, but there is every indication that they were exuberant affairs. There is a stunning vigor about the Ohio Hopewell, Silverberg wrote. A flamboyance and fondness for excess that manifests itself not only in the intricate geometrical enclosures and the massive mounds, but in these gaudy displays of conspicuous consumption in the tombs. To envelop a corpse from head to feet in pearls, to weigh it down in many pounds of copper, to surround it with masterpieces of sculpture and pottery, and then to bury everything under tons of earth, this betokens a kind of cultural energy that numbs and awes those who follow after. Vibrant and elaborate, perhaps a little vulgar in its passion for display, Hopewell religion spread through most of the eastern United States in the first 4 centuries A.D. As with the expansion of Christianity, the new converts are unlikely to have understood the religion in the same way as its founders. Nonetheless, its impact was profound. In a mutated form, it may well have given impetus to the rise of Cahokia.